activities are focused on the Condor Mountain Range, a mountainous jungle region lying 2,900 meters above sea level with an adverse climate and with many difficulties when it comes to access. Up until 2018, our activities were carried out at a rapid pace. In that year, the Binational Demining Unit, bringing together Peru and Ecuador, culminated its work covering this areas in Tiwinza. We cleared 19,561 square meters and destroyed 850 mines. In 2019, we destroyed 1,113 anti-personnel landmines. Nonetheless, in 2020, Peru was not able to carry out its intended minefield clearance plans as a result of the pandemic, a situation which has led to an economic crisis which has strangled the availability of necessary funds. In 2021, our operations will be subject to the evolution of the COVID-19 pandemic. As an initial response thereto, we have drafted a health protocol aimed at ensuring that we cover necessary the carrying out of mine clearance work. The challenge before Peru consists in clearing 108 minefields, clearing approximately 369,212 square meters and destroying 5,762 mines by the year 2024. Despite the efforts of the Peruvian government, we will require an increase in the logistical support for our mine clearance activities and the staff dedicated thereto, as well as an increase in financial resources. We also have to work further with Peru on a series of technical studies to pinpoint the location of some hazardous areas, such as the so-called PV Gutierrez field, which covers some 10,182 square meters, in which approximately 2,000 anti-personnel landmines are to be found awaiting destruction. To make progress in this challenge, both countries have been working tirelessly since October 2020 to see how we can go about this. On the training of military personnel, from a gender perspective, we have trained 24 female demining experts, and 13 women have participated in demining operations in hazardous zones thus far. Up until 2020, Peru and Ecuador had carried out 6 mine risk education campaigns on a joint basis in border areas, and we intend to carry out a similar such event in September 2021. Finally, Peru would like to convey its gratitude in light of the cooperation we have received from the United States of America, Germany, Spain, China, South Korea, Italy, and Norway, inter alia. We call upon the international community to continue cooperating with the Peruvian demining process. Thank you very much indeed, President.